Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Clarisy Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am sincerely grateful. My name is Elena, and I am excited for us to have this conversation. So, for my first timers, here's a little quick recap on Clarisy. Clarisy is a promise and an affirmation. The word means clearly I see. This podcast is a place of clarity where God helps us to see ourselves, others, and Him clearer so we can better live the life of purpose He created us for. So, in a nutshell, each month, God focuses us in on a topic that we need to shift our perspective on, and I am excited for us to get into this month's topic. So, okay. I'm going to throw out this topic. I'm going to throw out this question, but I need you to promise you won't come for me, because this question is just as much for me as it is for you. So I need you not to shoot the messenger here. Okay? All right. So here it is. Is it possible that you are too lazy to testify? Now, I know that this may seem a bit harsh, but roll with me here. We have a lot to unpack, and I promise you'll walk away with a few revelations. Okay? So, to make you feel a little better, here's how God hit me with this topic. So, I realized that this month is the year anniversary of the Clarisy blog, and honestly, I had mixed feelings about it. I mean, I was happy that I made it this far because, you know, millions didn't make it. But if I'm honest, I had hoped to be a little further by this point. I was grateful, no doubt, but still a little disappointed. My testimony, when I looked at it, it seemed unfinished. But then God hit me with this whammy. He said, "Oh, your testimony, it isn't unfinished. Sugar, it's unacknowledged." Whew, that one still stings. So here's the first clarity point. What God wants us to see clearly is that there is a message He's trying to tell through the story of our lives. And every testimony reinforces it. When we devalue or discard our testimonies, our story is left unfinished. And this typically happens because we are simply too lazy to see their impact. Now, I know none of us like the word lazy, but let's take a step back and look at the definition. It means to be unwilling to work or use energy. Now, sometimes, if we're honest, we don't share our testimonies because we don't put the work in to value them. So, by definition, we are too lazy to testify. Now, that realization hit me like a sack of potatoes. So, I want to pause and check on you. How you doing? You good? Okay. So, question. Looking back on this year, could there be any testimonies you may have missed or forgotten or taken for granted? I know I have. So, there are three responses to testimonies that God jacked me up about this month that qualify us as being too lazy to testify. Now, remember, I'm not calling you lazy, and I need you to get past the word. Don't get hung up on it. Remove the negative connotation so it's not a distraction. We have to look past it so we can see what God is really trying to show us through this. Okay, you ready? Let's go. So the first reason we may be too lazy to testify is we treat our testimony as common. So here's a question God hit me with that I want you to consider. At what point did heaven's impact on your life become common to you? Now that question laid me out. I mean, how would you answer it? What would you say? Honestly, I didn't have an answer until I did. Heaven's impact became common to me the moment I became entitled. Whew. Y'all, my testimony is literally heaven touching earth. But I am often too busy to pay attention, all because this cosmic divine event seems unassumingly common. But if I stopped and I really looked, I would see just how awe-inspiring it is. And if you stopped, you would see just how awesome your testimonies are too. Here's a clarity point I want to offer you. The cure for commonality is gratefulness. Now, no heat, no judgment, but we, myself included, we've got to stop being too lazy to testify and acknowledge heaven's impact on our life and too entitled to be grateful. Whew. So the big question is, how do we do that? First, we have to value our testimony so we can be grateful for it. Now, I know that seems simple, but it can be so tough to live out. Sometimes we are upset when we don't have the testimony we want, and then we low-key refuse to acknowledge the testimonies we have. And for some of us, if we do acknowledge them, then instead of searching them to find their true value, we often minimize them and treat them as if they're no big deal. Our testimonies should mature us to gratefulness, not reinforce our disappointments. Underneath it all, if we really look at it, it's entitlement. Let's call it what it is. We operate with this energy that we deserve better, but think about it. What loving father gives you more when you haven't learned to be grateful and value what you have? Now, let that marinate for a second. That's not good parenting. Now, I could be talking about me, but let me know if I'm talking about you too. Because at the end of the day, if we're honest, at least if I'm honest with myself, I want my testimony to be that I got what I wanted. In fact, God jacked me up about that very thing this month. Y'all, he said, you want the right things for the wrong reasons. And until you want what I want, why I want it, you're in your way and mine. Ouch. God really holds no punches. That stung. It hit me right in the face. But I had to admit he was right. We've got to remember that our testimonies articulate the impact of heaven, but it's our perspective that locates them, and gratefulness is the compass. But gratefulness is a choice. It takes effort and commitment to choose gratefulness. And it takes a lot of work sometimes to choose it over our disappointment. Consider though, that one of these attracts more testimonies and the other stagnation. So which one do you want? Now, instead of letting the sting of disappointment push us further away, we need to ask God to show us how to value what he values and how to see his impact on our lives. Because the truth is, there is so much happening that we just don't see. So we need to ask God for eyes to see. So often we think we have to figure it out ourselves when all we really have to do is just ask for what we need. Because the only way to see more of heaven's impact on our lives is to value what we see now. It starts with gratefulness. It starts with recognizing that what seems common may be divine, and it should never be taken for granted. Whew, yeah, that's not easy. So here's another thing I want us all to remember. Part of the power of a testimony is in understanding what we've experienced enough to articulate it. There are so many of us walking around operating on reduced power or underrated dominion or subpar authenticity. But it's all because we don't understand the truth about who we are. It shows when you authentically carry your testimony, and when the truth of it has impacted and transformed you first. Y'all, The living is the lesson, but I believe that the revelation, that's the blessing. Our testimonies are not just stories to get the crowd hype or impress the masses or evoke some big praise break. They are first meant to help us make sense of our own journey. You know, I have learned that what you don't make the effort to understand, it's really hard to value. And what's not valued can easily be stolen. Transparency. Because I didn't correctly inventory my own testimonies, I still feared things that God had delivered me from. And there were promises that I didn't grasp, all because I didn't understand the deliverance in my own story. Y'all, that is sad. I want you to value your story so you can live it out. Understand it so you can protect what's yours. And know it well enough so you can articulate it. Let the revelation of your own transformation impact you first. And then let it overflow to change the world. There is a new level of revelation of you and God that is hidden in every testimony you have. So take a real look at what you've been through, but look at it through the eyes of gratefulness. When you do that, you can really see the past as something that is divine, not as common. Because remember, there is nothing common about anything that God does, including creating you. And that's how Mary had a little lamb. So, okay, the second cause of being too lazy to testify is comparing our testimony. Now, here's another moment of full transparency. What makes me too lazy to testify is not me comparing my testimony to other people's testimonies, but it's comparing it to my own script. When I entertain the thought that there was another way or a quicker plan or a better solution than what God did, I honestly borrow the lie that God isn't good and I minimize my testimony. The second that we decide what should have been, we reject what is. We've got to make peace with all the God should haves to move forward and focus on what God actually did. So how do we do that? First, we've got to discard our disappointments. Most of my disappointments came from refusing to see that what I wanted God to be for me, He already was. And I have so often prematurely decided what I wanted and then struggled when it seemed like God was giving me something less. But what I'm learning is it only looked like less because I didn't see Him as more. Every frustration, every fear, every moment of feeling left out or forgotten has come because I didn't really believe that God was more than enough. And I didn't honestly believe that He was willing to be that for me. Let me camp on this for a second. For some of us, it is so easy to believe that God is willing to come through for other people, but it can be tough to believe that He's willing to come through for us. Let me settle this for you. He is. Believe it and live with that confidence that not only does God love you, but He loves you and wants to come through for you. He wants to be more than enough for you. For me, though, that's not really the biggest issue. Belief, I can deal with, but value, that's where problems set in. Can anyone out there relate? Is it just me? Let me know I'm not alone on this one. There have been so many times when God has tried to give me Himself, but I wanted to trade Him in for less. I didn't want Him to equip me to do it myself. I wanted people to help me. I didn't want peace in the presence. I just wanted the struggle to be over. And I didn't want to feel his love. I just wanted some man to love me. In every situation, God has wanted to be more than enough for me, but I couldn't get past my man-made solutions that I created to see that he was offering me something that was invaluable. We are all on a journey to realize that God, not what he has, but who he is more than enough than any need or desire we have. Whew. So here's another clarity point from the vault of my own life. I would often discard the testimony I needed to try to get the testimony that I wanted. I didn't want to see God sustaining me. I wanted to be delivered. But when I refused to see his sustaining power, I felt abandoned. I felt forgotten and alone. The testimonies we need to see are not just to make us happy. They're meant to empower us and reveal a new level of God. So work to see it. Work to see what you need to see, not just what you want to see. Okay, I have a question for you. So take a minute and think. Be honest with yourself. The answered prayer or the testimony you want most, why do you want it? Now, are you working to try to prove something to yourself? Or are your goals or the testimonies you want to fulfill a misplaced desire or satisfy a deficiency or appease some insecurity? Just wondering, just asking. Essentially, what I want to know, is it for them, him, or for you? I once heard Apostle Jonathan Ferguson say something to the effects of this, and it shook me. The weight of every unanswered prayer is because we weren't mature enough for what we were asking for. Why we want the testimony we want can be a hindrance to getting it. To have what you want, you must mature to it, align your heart with God's, and want the right things for the right reasons. When we look at it that way, honestly, our testimonies are really just waiting on us. The last way that God showed me we may be too lazy to testify is we conceal the testimony. Y'all, shame is a heck of a thing. It can cripple you and deceive you and silence the very testimony that would overcome it. Some of the most powerful testimonies are hidden right now, only because people are blinded by shame and can't see their own victory. People that I love dearly died with testimonies that could have set so many people free, but they were so ashamed of who they had been that they could never see the glory in who they had become. Here's another clarity point. Shame makes you selfish, short-sighted, and holds power hostage. It triggers self-preservation and convinces you that concealing your testimony will save you. But what it really does is prevents you from seeing the revelation of who you are. And because if you really saw who you were, you could recognize others like you and save them too. How powerful is that? So take a moment. Are you ashamed of anything in your story? If so, roll with me for a second. Close your eyes, unless you're driving. If you're driving, you go ahead and you keep your eyes open. I don't want any accidents. But take a minute and separate yourself from your story. Look at it objectively. Now, if it belonged to someone else, would you feel differently about it? we can give so much grace and understanding to other people, yet be so hard on ourselves for our mistakes and imperfections. Now, if God has forgiven us, we have to forgive ourselves too. Repent and move forward. Consider this, one mark of truly forgiving ourselves and really accepting our past for what it is being able to see some of the ugliest parts of our story as a testimony. Now, trust me, I have done some things, and I know this isn't easy, but it is possible. It takes work, it takes effort, and the grace of God, but it can be yours if you do your part and if you ask God to do His. We just can't be too lazy to do the work, to work for our own wholeness. So take the pressure off yourself to be portrayed a specific way in your testimony. Testimonies are contrasts and contradictions. Honestly, they are never made to show the world the goodness of us. They are only to show God's glory against the backdrop of our humanity. They were never designed to make us look good, only grateful. So when you look at some of the shamiest parts of your story, ask yourself, does this show God's character? Because y'all, that's all that matters. It may be your story, but it's heaven's perspective. What you think is impactful isn't always what God wants to highlight. Sometimes what we sing as shameful is the deliverance story that God wants to highlight. So, my challenge to you this month is to take the limits off of your testimony. Just take them all off. Change the way you see your journey and inventory it for all the testimonies you may have missed. Then strive to look at your life through a lens of gratefulness. Now, also what I want you to work on is look at the ways you might be too lazy to testify by treating your testimony as common, by comparing it, or by concealing it. Okay, next, I want you to take a look at the testimonies and the prayers that you want and be honest with yourself about why you want them. Now, you don't necessarily have to share it with me, but be honest about it with yourself and then commit to desiring God more than you want that testimony's fulfillment. Now, lastly, if you feel ashamed about any part of your testimony, ask God to remove the shame and show you the beauty of your journey. And know that as you do that, I'll be praying for you too. Now, before we wrap this thing up, I want to encourage you to seek God with all of your heart, and you'll never be without a testimony. So find the value in every way that heaven impacts your life and acknowledge it with a grateful heart. If we are willing to lose the laziness, our lives can testify to the goodness of God, and there will never be a limit to what God will do through us and for us. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast, comment, and connect with me on social media or on clarcyblog.com. I am looking forward to having many, many, many more conversations with you. I would love to hear how this impacted your life and all the ways you're making moves to not be too lazy to testify. So, see you next month. Talk soon.